WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to dive into something super powerful, cultivating gratitude through mindfulness and reflection. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Scrolling through social media, bombarded by everyone else's highlight reels, forgetting to appreciate the good stuff in your own life. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that often pushes us to chase the next big thing, leaving little room for gratitude. But here's the deal, practicing gratitude is like hitting the reset button on your mindset. It shifts your perspective, brings more joy into your day, and helps you navigate life's ups and downs with a whole lot more grace. Today, we're going to explore how mindfulness and reflection can be your secret weapons for cultivating this awesome feeling of gratitude. Think about it. Life is constantly throwing curveballs at us. Deadlines, traffic jams, unexpected expenses, the list goes on. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget the simple things that bring us joy: a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, laughter shared with loved ones, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. But gratitude is like an internal compass, guiding you back to what truly matters. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good in every situation, no matter how small. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build a more grateful mindset. 1. Start your day with intentional appreciation. Instead of hitting snooze and diving headfirst into your to-do list, take a few minutes each morning to reflect on things you're thankful for. It could be as simple as having a roof over your head, good health, or even just the sound of birds singing. This sets a positive tone for the day and helps you approach challenges with a more appreciative attitude. 2. Practice mindful moments throughout the day. Mindfulness isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses: the taste of your lunch, the warmth of your coffee, the feeling of wind on your face. These little moments of awareness can be incredibly grounding and help you cultivate gratitude for the everyday experiences that often get overlooked. 3. Keep a gratitude journal. Writing down things you're grateful for each day is like training your brain to focus on the positive. It could be anything from a kind gesture from a stranger to a delicious meal to simply making it through another Monday. This practice helps shift your perspective and amplifies the good in your life. 4. Shift your focus from lack to abundance. We often get caught up in what we don't have, comparing ourselves to others and feeling inadequate. But gratitude is all about recognizing the abundance already present in our lives. Have a roof over your head? That's amazing. Do you have loving friends and family? You're incredibly lucky. Shifting your focus from what's missing to what you already possess can drastically change your outlook. 5. Express your gratitude. Don't keep those good feelings bottled up inside. Tell the people in your life how much they mean to you, thank someone for their kindness, or simply express appreciation for a beautiful sunset. Sharing your gratitude makes it even more powerful and strengthens your connections with others. Remember that time when you were feeling stressed about a presentation at work? You had all these worries swirling in your head: what if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough? But then, something clicked. You took a few deep breaths, focused on the positive, the opportunity to share your ideas, the support of colleagues around you, and the chance to learn and grow. And guess what? You nailed that presentation. You might be thinking, well, Logan, that's easy for you to say, I'm just not wired that way. But here's the thing: gratitude is like a muscle. The more you practice it, the stronger it gets. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are incredible. So, let's recap. Cultivating gratitude through mindfulness and reflection can drastically improve your well-being and outlook on life. Start each day with intentional appreciation, practice mindful moments throughout the day, keep a gratitude journal, shift your focus from lack to abundance, and express your gratitude to others. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there, embrace the power of gratitude, and build that calm confidence. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. I want to hear how you're incorporating these tips into your daily life. Hit me up on social media, leave a review, or just tell your friends about The Stoic Life. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.